This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the big show today, comedian Frank Caliendo and a call from Donnie Baker right after this phone call from Bob Vila.
There's a new documentary out there entitled Sick. It's the winner of the Los Angeles Independent Film Festival Award. The film chronicles the life and times of super masochistic performance artist Bob Flanagan. In one scene, Flanagan is shown hammering a nail into, then removing it from his most private part, which would be his penis.
Wow.
Wait, what if he misses and, like, hits his thumb?
Well, then, that would hurt, Bob.
Yeah, there's a bone in there.
That's really going to hurt.
That's going to hurt.
Hold on a second. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom?
Yes. Yeah.
Bob Vila.
Bob Vila, the
Hiya, Bob.
Famed home repair host. How's it going, Bob?
Pretty good.
Good. What can we do for you?
Hey, you know, you guys are talking about something. It's pretty common.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the home repair guys do it. I do it all the time.
You actually take a nail and pound it into your penis on purpose?
Heck yeah.
Now,
really?
Do you use a nail gun or do you use a regular traditional hammer and nail?
Oh, I'm not a conservative guy. I just use a nail.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I was at the hardware store the other day picking up a nail just for that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I took it up to the counter. The guy goes, that'll be a dollar. I go, great. He goes, that'll be $1.04 with tax. I go, tax? Wait, I am kinky.
Tax, too.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. We are worldwide at American Forces Radio, live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Bob is at Master Control. This is Tom speaking across the way. That man is Chick McGee. It's the Quality Drivers Sports Desk. DriveQD.com. Chickster getting all excited about the NFL draft.
I'm beside myself.
One of the NFL draft semi-experts.
What is it about my sincerity that throws you, Frank?
Your lack of sincerity?
It's Frank Caliendo from
I'm
ESPN.
I'm beside myself. Uh-huh.
Frank Caliendo is a comedian and of late has been associated primarily with sports, but that does not he does not limit his comic abilities to the world of sports. We'll talk with Frank in a matter of moments. The lady in the zebra stripes is Christy Lee, looking good. I like that.
Thank you.
Is that a sweater? What is that exactly? Yeah. The zebra thing.
Exactly,
is that?
Exactly, it's a sweater.
Okay, I can't tell from here. It looks like it's made of real zebra.
Oh, jeez.
First of all, zebras aren't tan. They're usually white and black.
That's tan and
depends
black.
How much sun they get, right?
Yeah. Sure it does.
Good point.
Maybe the zebra
got me there, Frank.
Uh-huh. Hang on.
Didn't we
maybe it's a Mexican zebra.
Didn't we decide that one morning? Are they black with white stripes or white with black stripes?
I'm not sure how it works.
I forget what we decided.
Well, do you remember that we had zebras in the news just a couple weeks ago?
We did.
Remember I saw some guy do a selfie with a zebra the other day.
Well, not necessarily a good idea. Zebras are mean.
Are they?
Here we go. Remember the story? An Arkansas judge remained in a Little Rock hospital after being attacked by his family's pet zebra.
It was even the family's pet zebra.
Yeah. Okay. District Judge Mike Derrick, he was in pretty serious condition getting knocked around by the zebra. There's no explanation as to why the zebra was maintained on private property, but that's pretty cool. If you, I mean, what a, who has a zebra?
You
want to
come
house?
See my zebra? That's a pretty cool pickup line. Good.
So anyway,
well, did the judge sentence the zebra to prison?
It wasn't like a revenge thing, okay. I don't think. But in any event, Christy, you look very nice.
Thank you.
Frank Caliendo is here.
Other than that, you look beautiful. Yeah. Okay.
You're going to go run some short bursts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I am.
Speaking of running, I got a nice letter here from Mike listening in Iowa this morning. We were talking about a guy who is running the London Marathon dressed as Mr. Testicle.
Yes.
I know this sounds ridiculous, but if you...
Have you seen the picture that's circulating the office, and it's on Twitter?
Of what? Mr. Testicle?
Well,
no, it's
and
kind
you.
Of. And you.
What? Let me see.
It's the...
What is every... How come I didn't get one of those?
Now this... What? Is the actual okay. caricature. We didn't do this here. This
Frank,
is actually
you
on
get
the
yours,
website.
You get yours in the lobby on the way.
Looks kind of like
oh
me,
my
doesn't
God.
It?
Kinda. It is you.
Exactly
which
like
which
you.
One's Tom?
There you go.
It's
yeah.
very funny, Frank. Maybe if you did that in John Madden's voice, I'd be laughing.
Yeah.
Does your wife ever say that to you, by the way?
Oh, no. Yeah.
You'll say something and to try to be funny, and she go, well, maybe if you did it in one of your little voices, that'd be funny.
I don't think she sounds anything like that.
What does she sound like, Frank?
No, she sounds exactly like that in my head. That's a Frank.
I'm sorry. Todd.
All right.
We'll get back to Frank in just a second. We were talking about this because this guy's running the London Marathon dressed as Mr. Testicle, and he looks like he's a pair of giant testicles.
I had no idea that the get-up was over his entire upper half of his body. I mean, he's looking out through eyeballs through the suit. I thought his head was sticking out at least.
I want
to
underscore something here. Yes, this is funny, but this guy's doing it in honor of his friend who died of testicular cancer. Nothing funny about that. Got this letter from Mike. He goes, I got in my car to go to work this morning. Heard you guys talk about testicular cancer and informing men to check for it. I had it. I have been cured. I don't hear much about it in public, so thanks for sharing and getting the word out. Again, talk to a medical professional. He points out it can affect boys, really, young men as young as 16. So, again, talk to a medical professional. It's easy to check in the shower or whatever, or Google it and look for the ways to check if you think you've got lumps or something in that area. Guys, very serious, very curable. Lance Armstrong may have a lot of problems in his life, but he doesn't have testicular cancer anymore because he got it treated, so... anyway, that's why Mr. Testicle is out there running, and even though it is funny, it's a smart thing to pay attention to. So
we have a tweet from Pat McAfee's brother,
oh,
Jason.
Jason? Mm-hmm.
He says, it'd be hard to run with nuts that big. And I don't mean the costume.
Uh-huh. Yes, thank you.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
That Jason's a handsome man. He is a handsome man.
He kind of looks like Johnny Depp in Blow.
Jason?
Yeah, with the long hair.
Looks like Jesus.
And special thanks also to Pat McAfee, who helped us out with a special charity event we did recently. We also have, as I keep mentioning, Frank Caliendo's here. And, sorry, Frank.
Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
I cannot believe this breaking news today. Bob don't like corn dogs.
That's right.
Well, first off, Bob, I ain't one to judge, but I think most would agree with me that that's just unchristian, and I'll say it right your face.
All right.
Second, for my people, you understand corn dogs are one of the four major food groups, okay? They're at the top of the food chain, right up there with Slim Jims, Funyuns, and, of course, Mother Nature's Nectar, Mountain Dew.
Uh-huh.
I've got two freezers in our basement full of 60-day survival kits, Bob, all of them jam-packed with the four basics I just mentioned.
I see. See,
basically, corn dogs are all you need to make it once nucleoid war sets in.
But
you think about it.
Nucleoid?
Well, the breading of the dog is your grain, or if winter sets in, now you've got your insulation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I swear to God, we got two Afghans here at home made entirely out of corn dog bread, and they're basically carbohydrate cocoons. They make great insoles for shoes, too. Heck, with Reebok pumps. You scalp a few corn dogs, I'll be making more stuffed shots than Spud Webb ever did.
Uh-huh.
So with the breading, you've got the double coverage. Then the dog is a meat medley conveniently tubed in torpedo form. It gives you enough energy to go out and hunt and gather and meet women. Then the stick's all you need to start a fire.
Uh-huh.
It's a one-stop shop for survival.
I see.
You give me four corn dogs, a pair of nunchucks, and I'll outlive Keith Richards. I swear to God.
Okay.
I'm Donnie Baker, and I approve this message. Mel Kiper's treasure.
All right, thank you.
thank you,
Donnie.
Thank you very much, Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like his nunchucks would be made from hot dogs?
Probably. Yeah.
I imagine they probably would be hard enough after a
two
while.
Two dildos in a chain, I think.
Bob, I can't believe you brought that up.
What?
You missed this story yesterday. This is here's the headline. Witnesses shocked when dildos emerged during pub brawl.
Yep.
A woman was reported threatening people with a dildo in each hand during an altercation outside a Grafton pub. Nick Weller, one of the witnesses, said he saw two women brawling on the streets. The altercation took an unusual turn when Mr. Weller said other onlookers spotted a woman approaching the scene armed with two huge rubber sex toys. She was swinging them about in the air, threatening people who were standing around. The fight reportedly cleared up as soon as the police arrived on the scene. Huh. This is, and can you imagine?
No.
Who, first of all,
who has two is
large
what I wanna
rubber
know.
Phalluses in their purse?
Well, maybe she was inviting a friend over.
Could be. They look like swinging limp billy clubs.
It reminds me of when Tanya
Did you see
Harding.
The story yesterday where you can put ashes into?
Yes.
Yeah, we saw that yesterday.
In this case, it looks like she's double fisting. She's got her hands.
It
like
reminds
this.
Me of when Tanya Harding somebody, got in the end of the fight and grabbed yeah. the grab the hubcap.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she just had a hubcap.
In this case, somebody got cold cocked.
Hey!
Frank,
I don't know what happened here.
Frank,
I apologize, Frank.
Bob, I wasn't in the room. Frank.
I know you weren't. I know you weren't.
Now, Bob mentioned
that kind of talk.
This is true. This is reality. This is someone sent me this morning. We had found the same story yesterday. As Bob pointed out, you can actually put your ashes, your cremated remains, into a sex toy, which seems to me to be pretty non-romantic. The
seems a little creepy to me.
Yeah, the notion is this was created by a guy named Mark Sturkenboom. It's a memory box.
Which sounds like a...
It sounds like the sound it makes when...
when you use the Sturkenboom?
It's onomatopoeia and... which sounds like innuendo as well.
He says after a passing, meaning the death, the missing of intimacy with that person is only one aspect of the pain and grief. They call this thing the 21 grams because... Apparently, 21 grams is the weight of the human soul. So they put 21 grams into this glass phallus. And
there is something really wrong with that.
No, nothing's wrong with the world.
Oh, no. Everything's perfect. When did they weigh a soul?
I don't know. But
when did they?
Yeah, I thought a soul was something.
Here, one of our listeners named Vanessa wrote, she said, it used to be ashes to ashes. Now it's ashes to asses.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if the wife dies first? Well, Steve, here she is. Enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't tell your buddies.
Weigh a soul.
It used to be that I'll always be with you, and now it's I'll always be in you.
I'm in you. Let's talk to our guest. He's the great comedian Frank Caliendo. Frank, you won't recognize him. He's half the size he used to be. Very healthy Frank Caliendo. And Frank, father of two.
Yes.
Joey is...
Joey's 10 now, and Juliet is 8.
Hello.
Yeah. Every year they get about a year older.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Going...
no kidding.
Wow.
My daughter, I think, it's completely different. My son... I know this is probably something people have talked about a million times, but my son is just a little caveman, and my daughter is essentially going through menopause.
I mean, already? Just the,
yeah,
she's
it's
8.
Just the, it's just, oh, Dad. You know, it's just the world she lives in, the hot flashes. I don't know what, I don't even know how to deal with her at times.
Now, does she have any, excuse me, do you have any impressions that she enjoys?
They like the Morgan Freeman because of the... The Lego Movie, that's one thing. And Seven. They love Seven. And
especially the ending.
Oh,
who saw that coming?
No.
Not my six-year-old at the time.
No. There you go.
Here, Daddy, let's watch this and then Pulp Fiction. No, just to do it. You are the special. I kept saying that over and over and over. My son likes him because of Batman. So they see certain people. I mean, he used to be on the electric company, when you think about it.
Oh, way back when. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman. Now we're talking about the letter B.
Mm-hmm. You know, so
it's just interesting to go back in time and see what the stars had done before, like Letterman being a weatherman. That always meant, hey, there's a cold front coming through. Imagine if he'd have had Paul. Paul, do you see it? Do you see the cold front?
Yeah, Dave, just like the other cold fronts.
Paul, maybe you should take a smoke break.
Now, when you work with ESPN, do they ever ask you to, do they say, hey, can you do one of this guy or this guy or this coach?
Yeah, but it's not like it's a forced thing where I have to do it, but they make suggestions like maybe this would be a good person to try and do or that person. And for the most part, it's usually a good suggestion. The tough thing is trying to get it to a point where you know who the person is. And there have been people on the network that people thought I could never come up with an impression for. One guy's Adam Schefter, who's an NFL insider. Mm-hmm. And for the people that don't know, that's the person who goes. It's mostly for gamblers, I guess.
Yeah.
But and fantasy players.
Sure.
But he has to have information even when there is no information to give. So they'll come to him and be like, what do you got, Adam? According to my sources, is this particular time, it appears Tom Brady's yawn during pregame warmups was, in fact, just a yawn. And earlier reports that there was some sort of oxygen deprivation disorder were highly exaggerated. It's a yawn. Yeah. And I've done that joke for a while. And then last year, there was a story about Tom Brady having a cold.
Wow.
If you remember that. I mean, it's just that's how powerful the NFL is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not paid by the NFL to say that or anything like that, but I'm just amazed at what the NFL, and I think part of it's because they only have 17 games as opposed to an 82 game or 182 games or whatever in different sports. So you have 17 weeks of focusing on just 16 games or so.
And ESPN does their NFL coverage dominates their broadcasts year round.
Yeah, it's the that's the ratings, and that's where the money's made. Is the NFL is that big that it's probably that way. If they could talk about NFL almost the whole time, they probably would.
Who's your favorite NFL coach? Who you
right
identify
now,
with the most?
Right now, Bruce Arians out in Arizona, because I've done some stuff with his charity, and he's been the Cardinals because I live there. Have been very nice to me and my son. We get to go out to watch practice, and but I'm lucky. I get to be around a lot. Drew Brees invited my son out to watch tape at camp of a game, which was my son. I'm sitting there going, I can't believe this, and my son's like, yeah, it was cool. I'm like, you're sitting with Drew Brees. He's offering you sunflower seeds to watch game footage with him. Like, people, like, my son just doesn't get that most people will never get that opportunity. Or J.J. Watt invited us out to go jump on boxes. No.
Jump 5 feet?
I can't even see 5 feet.
I can fall 5 feet.
I had trouble growing to get to 5 feet.
Yeah. Me too, honey.
My son is, we're very lucky in that way. And J.J.'s been really cool to him. And
how many of the coaches do you do impressions of?
Not really. I don't really do many. You know, Rex Ryan, and it all came from that, which is the same as doing Rob Ryan, his brother.
Mm-hmm.
But it came from the Hard Knocks, just that speech. You guys know me. I'm about as positive a guy as there is. And I just come off of that.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it I can't say. A little bits. I'm working more and more on that because the coaches are a lot of times a little bit older, so they have something to do with them. They're on the verge of becoming broadcasters. I find that same kind of thing, although there are some younger stars, but it's always easier to do an impression of somebody who's been around for a while.
Oh, yeah.
They have more character. They're a caricature of themselves. The guy I've been working on the most lately, and it's a lot because of Avengers, is Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just Tony Stark now.
Right.
He's not even Robert Downey Jr. anymore. He is the Iron Man character, and he talks in little phrases. Smart Alec stuff all about him. He's a human Twitter feed. He could be giving out an Academy Award. He'd be like, these people deserve your applause almost as much as I do. # awesome. You guys are doing a great show today. You know what it got better? When I got here.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's that. He could do that all the time. He was giving out an MTV Award. They were talking about all the Avengers. He's like, if you people in this audience were half as good as me, I would still be twice as good as you. But the world would be a better place. # brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one I really like to working on more and more. And sometimes in my act, I'll just there'll be setups and segues and stuff, and I'll just start doing his voice, and people won't even know it. I'm just doing it just to work on it during the show.
Mm-hmm. Is Gruden your? Is that your?
That's the new big
is
one.
Is that becoming your Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah, it's. It's taking over John Madden, man. I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
The look in his eyes. They call him Chucky because he looks like that killer doll, man.
I'm laughing as soon as you did that to your eyes.
It's his face.
Big. I'm going to see him this week in Chicago, too, because whenever I see him, it just cracks you up. He's one of those guys I think is more like, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
Yeah.
I think he's figured it out that if he's friends with me, he can direct me in the ways. he wants me to do. Like, Madden never liked me. Gruden, when I met him, was like, so you're the guy who does me, huh? I'm like, yeah. He's like, where are you from? And I looked up where he was from. I was like, Sandusky, Ohio. He's like, really? I'm like, no. He's like, good, because you were blowing my mind, man. He's got kids. Imagine reading a bedtime story to his kids.
No.
I just, with that look on his face, I'll tell you what, man, I would not want to be Goldilocks when those three bears return. That's going to be a mauling, man. You can't sit in their chairs, eat their porridge, and lay in their beds, man. Hey, Jason, have a good night.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.